Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. This show is for socially conscious leaders, entrepreneurs, CEO founders that have found success, but they don't have the ideal life that they would like. And what we're going to do is bring in concepts and systems so that we can increase business with millions of additional revenue while lowering our work hours, ideally below 40 hours a week. We call this More Business, More Life. And it's an and, not an or. We don't have to have either or. We can actually systemize this to have both. And those are the concepts we're going to come with each episode. Sometimes we might talk a little bit more about business, sometimes more life, most of the time, both. So welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. And today we're going to talk about our perception and that of success versus failure. We think it's a lot of outside circumstances, and I'm not saying that there are zero of those, but a big part of our success, I would say the largest portion of it, is our self-perception. What we think about comes about, and we're going to show you a whole series of stories, activities, and different things that we can do so we can perceive our own success and have it versus focusing on our failures or miscomings and perpetuate that. What we think about comes about. Let's dive into this. We're going to dive in on our perception and how that affects our success and even creates the success or the failure. I'll go right to this. Often we have friends or relatives that say, hey, don't forget us when you are rich and famous, or don't change. I've even had that. Don't change when you have money and all that. And that's the craziness. We actually have to change, I believe. It's the opposite. It's not about when you become successful, then you're going to change. Just think about that. If that were the case, then it would be a whole different world, right? The reality is that we change to be successful. And that starts inside the mind. And so we can actually say that we believe. So the mind doesn't know the difference between a small success and a big success. It's just like, do you feel successful? And I think this is one of the inhibitors that many of us have in our reach for success, because we'll be like, yeah, I want to be successful. I want to make more money. I want to have more vacations. I want to do this. And then we basically guilt and shame ourselves the rest of the day. Like, oh, you're, and I've done this. I'm like, oh, you're a loser. Like, you're not, there's good things and bad things growing up in Silicon Valley. You saw like companies become billion-dollar companies out of a garage. And then there's also a lot of failures, and you hear about the successes more than the failures. So while you're running next to them trying to build your businesses, and that was me, then when you don't have the result that other people are having, you start feeling like a loser. So we can actually have external perceptions of, oh, I'm comparing myself to others. But you know what's worse? Comparing ourselves to ourselves. The expectation that you have about yourself and then reflecting on that can make us feel horrible, right? Like if I think I'm supposed to have this, or I'm supposed to achieve this by this time, or we get into the age game, like, oh, by this age, I should have already done this and that and 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 this and that. And all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, you're digging a hole to just bury yourself in depression. And that, do you think this helps our success? Man, it takes it away. And so this is why our self-perception will be a root cause of our success or failure. And I've seen this, where our focus goes, energy flows. So even just Carl Buchheit, one of my mentors, he said, all success is equal to the brain. So if you brush your teeth in the morning and say, success, I brushed my teeth. And then you're like, get dressed. You're like, yeah, success, I got dressed. And it matches somewhat. Woo! And then, oh my gosh, I got off to work. It's success. If you just keep telling yourself you're successful, your brain is going to do that. And where I think a lot of us, we go, oh, I did that, but not good enough. I did this, but not good enough. Oh, I could have done better there. Now, I'm not saying don't get better. Don't try to be better. We want to strive for excellence, but it's what occurs in your mind. So I guess I want to open it up. Giovanni, Stephanie, and Melissa are here joining me, co-hosting the show here. And we are, I guess, where in our lives, and I could definitely share some of mine too, but where in your life have you notice that your self-perception hurt you or helped you? I guess let's just start there with the noticing, and then maybe even how did you notice? Did it take someone else, or did you really like wake up and be like, oh man, what am I doing? Or was it an outside thing that caused you to notice if you're being kind to yourself or if you're beating yourself up?
I deal with this in my house, and it's interesting because I think we all have probably experienced negative self-talk at some point. And I've been working on that for years, but it's interesting when someone else, like my daughter, calls me out on it. I'll be like, oh, that could have been better, when I'm talking about a meal I prepared or something. I was like, oh, that didn't turn out the way that I wanted, or this surprise that I was trying to do, or some family event or anything where I'm like, oh, I want it to be so special, or I want it to be so perfect. And then I guess I don't even notice I'm doing it. I verbally criticize myself, and she's like, Mom, it's great. It's fine. And it like snaps me out of it, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want her to do that. And here I am doing that. And I think I've gotten a lot better about it over the years, but I still find that I do that sometimes. And it's interesting that it is probably affecting me more than I know. And then to have someone else, yeah, call you out on it, like especially an 11-year-old, is like, whoa.
They're so perceptive. Like they,
gosh.
Yeah, the kids.
Yeah. So it's interesting how it changes the environment, like not just for yourself, but for the people around you. And I noticed it too with other people, like my cousin, she tends to say, I'm sorry a lot for no reason whatsoever. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if she even realizes what she's doing or how that could potentially be affecting her. So the language that we tell ourselves and that we tell other people is so important.
Yeah. Words become.
I think one of the things with when we talk about self-perception, I grew up in a household where my mother and father, I'll say both of them, but my father in particular was one level of confident person. And he really kind of infused a level of confidence in his two daughters that probably is maybe different than some others. I know we get a lot of things thrown at us, even as women, that maybe we're less than or whatever. There's a lot of girl dads out there that are like, no, you can do whatever you need to do. You can be whatever you want to be. And so to me, a lot of the self-perception starts with, we talk about self-esteem and self-confidence. And I guess I've always felt like, yes, I can be and do whatever I want. And I think at some age, there was a little bit of reality that came into be where I said, maybe I no longer want to do that thing that I thought I wanted to do. But if I wanted to do it, I could do it. You know what I mean? So I think the self-talk and the just how we think of ourselves is so important. And I'll just tell you a quick story. I had I'll call it a very challenging manager experience at one point. And I really felt like my entire self-confidence was shaken. And everything that I tried to do was just micromanaged, nitpicked, like, why did you make this decision? And what did you think about that? And I think we get to a place where there's so much negative talk coming in that we can't see our way out of it until we actually get above it and take ourselves out of it, whatever way that happens. If that makes sense. So I think the level of just perception, self-confidence, it can have a significant impact on what we say and tell ourselves and what we really achieve and the accountability for that.
It's so powerful. I mean, look what you've achieved, Melissa. I mean, and when you talk about your dad, I'm just sitting over here thinking, man, we got to make a movie about this man. I mean, and I'm not kidding. And I wish I could. And I hope, I don't know if you have anything documented. And I never got to meet Melissa's dad, But I always say, I wish I could have, because I have so many questions to ask him. I don't even know if this has been documented, but I mean, like, what did that man go through? I mean, this is like 50s, 60s, and into the 70s, and he's managing the marketing for Xerox. I mean, and being a black man, like, those are things, I just got tingles. I mean, those are things that combo didn't come out in a sentence. I mean, here we are going through the whole civil rights movement in the 60s, and talk about self-confidence and self-perception to be a man that could just say, no, I'm doing that, and then go do it when no one else that looked like him was doing that stuff. Like, I mean, man, I wish I had a camera like on the wall following him around.
And oh, yeah. You guys would have got along because he was a marketing guy, too, you know.
Oh, I think he's like my brother. I don't know. And I mean, seriously, I'm getting like full body shivers saying that out loud. And I'm not kidding. Like, as you have time, Melissa, I know, like, just writing those stories down about your dad, I think it would be a blessing to the world, because so often this goes back to self-perception. And this is one of the things, like, we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and there are a need to help. And there's a need to elevate the self-perception of every person on this planet, because it is that negative self-talk. And we all hear it all the time. Like, oh, well, yeah, I would love to do that, but I grew up in this town, right? And we can have a million stories like that. And there's a million more stories like that than the one story of the kid that broke through, right? There's one of those stories. And then there's a million others that didn't make it. And what's going on in the head, right? And, you know, so what a blessing to grow up in a house with a man like your father, because this is what I often look at. And if for me, my kids, it's like, it's not what we say to our kids. It's what we show our kids. And he showed you what's possible. Yes, he did speak to you. I know you have all, you know, sayings that you remember of him, but he did it.
Yeah.
He did it. He did it. What a blessing. What a blessing. And then you did it. And you look at what you've been able to achieve in your life, because someone showed you how to do it. To be. Now, you might not do it the same way. Like, there's a lot of new things that we can do in a more efficient way. However, if going back to the topic of today, just from all the stories you told me, I'm speaking. I feel like I know this man, but just because I've known you so long, but this, his self-perception was at a heightened level. He believed he was successful, and thereby he was. Goes back to the whole case of what we're talking about today. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. He believed, I believed, and so I could, right? Yeah. So, I mean, he drilled that into us. It was like, you don't need a man, you don't need this. I'll teach you how to change a tire, change your oil, whatever. It's like, you get stuck on the road, how to deal with it. He drilled that level of just confidence and self-esteem in us. So it's like, if I believed, I could do it. Like, there was not a question. Like, if somebody asked me, can you become president of whatever? Of course. Like, if that's what I want to do, then yes, I can do it.
Yeah. Think about what Melissa just said. Just let that soak in, right? And this goes back to what we said previously, like, your words matter. Spelling is putting letters together to create words, which is also used for wizards and witches, right? Like, that's what we think of, right? Casting spells. But it doesn't have to be that. It's you saying the words that you have. Giovanni's making us laugh in the comments here. We have a little self-chat while we're doing this. It's powerful. It's powerful. It's powerful. And so this is where we have to notice what we're saying. So as you notice yourself talking negatively about yourself, notice that. And just a simple exercise that I always say, when you start noticing is when the power comes, because then you're like, whoa, I didn't mean to say that about myself. Or if your 11-year-old daughter calls you out on it, whoa, I didn't notice that, whatever it takes, right? And Stephanie, I've had that from my kids 100%. I've even said I've done it even direct, Stephanie. I'm like, oh, you can't do that to my kids. I've actually said that out loud, I guess by accident, if you could say. I mean, it just came out. I'm like, what? And they're like, Dad, you told me I could do anything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You could do that. But I'm like, holy crap, did that just come out? And they called me on it. And I'm like, okay, so I did. So my work's done. I'm just going to pack my bag. I'm good. You're good. Okay, see ya. Like, I'm like, what else do you say? I'm like, okay, my parenting's done. Like, if going back to what Melissa said, if your kids think they can do anything in the world, then like, you're done. You're like, okay, good. I'm here. If you need any help, just call me, but I'll just sit over here in the corner.
The student became the teacher.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good. They remember all kinds of things. Their memory is amazing. I'm like, how did you remember that I said that? I don't even remember that I said that. They can quote you verbatim on something and give it right back to you. And you're like, okay, thank you for paying attention.
So let's pause real quick and take a break, and we'll be right back. I just want to have an expression of gratitude right now for Pro Audio Voices. They're the ones that produce my podcast, and Becky and her team are amazing. And for those of you that know me, I'm all about wow clients, wow partners, and Pro Audio Voices is a wow partner for me. And if you want to learn more, you can go to proaudiovoices.com and you can learn about them. They also do audiobooks, and they're just amazing people. Thank you, Becky. I remember my son did, and I can't remember what it was. I wish I could remember the exact thing. And my wife and I, it was both of us were talking to him about something. And it was like 5 years later, he like spoke it back to us like exactly. And it was the craziest thing was he wasn't even in the conversation. He was playing like his Nintendo or something. And we were having a serious conversation in the kitchen or something. And like, so we weren't even in the same room. It was like the room next to it. And then like, he said what we said and we're like, oh my God, he was listening. You know, like, I was like, wow. Like, and it was exact. So, I mean, yeah, they are so attuned to what's going on. And this goes back to us. Like, what do we want? Right. And so the thing I was going to quickly say is when you notice a thought that does not serve you, you say, this thought does not serve me, and it stops here. Now, the thing, when I first learned that, that's how it was taught to me, just to say it stops. It never worked for me, like in that way, because I was always like, my mind would go right back to it. So what I had to do was add, what would I like? So this thought stops here. Now, what would I like? And then dream. And so, and you want to spend more time. So if you think for like 30 seconds about how horrible of something that you just did, then you want to try to think for a minute or two about what you would like instead. So let's let the brain have more time dreaming about what you would like and what you deserve. Cause it even comes back to like what you think you deserve or not deserve. And you know, that is also part of this, right? That's part of the self perception that everyone's bringing up here. Like, if you want something, you can have it. So then dream about that instead of beating yourself up. It does not serve you. And I'm going to do one last story on this particular piece. And then I want to open it back up to everyone. By the time I was 31, I felt like a loser. I watched some of my other friends like have even more success. And actually, I was hiding it from the outside. Everyone thought that I was having all the success of my dreams, working with all these big companies. And from the outside, it looked great. From the inside, I was crumbling and feeling like a complete loser. And it wasn't until I finally asked for help and I met my mentor, and it was a big reveal for me. It was like, I said, yeah, I'm a loser, like out loud to him. Like, and I never said that to anyone, not to my wife, no one, right? You know, I was like holding it all in and pretending that I had everything together. I said that, and then he called me out on it. And we always say, choose gratitude, create freedom. That was invented on that day. Because that day he said, whoa, 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 time out. Like, you're telling me. And at that time, I had just recently calculated that I lost $4 million in my 20s because I was kind of reconciling and feeling really shitty. So I actually like looked back through my life and I was like, oh, this is why I feel this way. This is horrible. All these mistakes. And he said, how many people do you know in their 20s that you know, like not on the news, but how many people do you know that have lost $4 million in the 20s? And I was like, no one. And he's like, that's right, because it's very few people have done what you've done. And then he said, the next question, would you do it the same way if you went back and you did it over, knowing what you know now, would you do it the same? And I'm like, no, no way. I would do this different, that different, da 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 da. And he said, exactly. So you're telling me by the time you're 31, you learned all that. And I'm like, I guess, yeah. And he said, you know, you're like a 50-year-old in business. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, nobody makes that many mistakes in their 20s. I mean, no wonder he lost $4 million. Just like, and I was like, and he's making this worse situation where I'm feeling really small and crumbly, like I could just die. I mean, I did think, I'm like, I'm a loser. Like, what's left in my life? I was coming to an end of all of it. I guess it was a butterfly moment because I was coming into this cocoon, and then he helped me reemerge with gratitude. And then from that day forward, I realized that I had so much to be grateful for. And then my 30s flourished. So I can firsthand tell you that my perception made me suffer, and my self-perception made me successful. So what we think about ourselves is real. It is real. And like Melissa said, I believed and so I could do it. It also could be, I believed and so I lost. I mean, if you believe you're going to lose, you're going to lose. If you believe you're going to win, you're going to win. How do you turn this around, team? Like, what things now when you notice this is happening, like, what are your trigger moments, or what things can you share that can help us? Because I think we've all done it. And I just told you I have, in big ways, small ways. And then I turn the boat around. How do you all do it?
It's just always so interesting to me, the differences that we have. The three of you, again, are the black sheep of the family, of the More Business, More Life family. Because I was like, as like Melissa was talking, I was like, man, yeah, I had the opposite of that. Like, cause my dad passed away when I was 4 years old. So I didn't really have like a father figure, although my mom did marry somebody, but still wouldn't call him, like, no disrespect to him or anything like that. But I just wasn't there as a father figure for a lot of stuff. But it's so, like, I never had that confidence, like, kind of help to be instilled within me. And so I think that's probably partial of like the floating, always just floating around in life. But I kind of get to the original question was like, I think it's for me is a lot of just self-reflection. So I've always been a self-reflective kind of person, but it's just kind of noticing. And even just most honestly, in the most recent years, it's just feeling kind of like what you were saying. See, like feeling like a loser, like you're not where you think you should be, where society tells you should be at this point in time of your life. Right. They're like in Western cultures, like your 20s, like time to explore and just be free and do stuff. 30s, like you kind of bunker down and start building your career, and like your 40s and 50s and onwards, like you're just going right. And it's like I never followed those path, like that path at all. And so it's always been like the back of my head. And like, so I mean, literally just what you were saying, Steve, like what you think you are, and Stephanie wrote in the chat and I had it written down too, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Right. So if you believe that you're a failure, then you are a failure, no matter what your outward successes may be. If you feel that way, that's what you are. If you feel successful and you don't have those accolades or whatever, then you're successful. And it doesn't matter. And so I think just recently, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it with more meditations, meditating and focusing on the things that I want rather than the things that have gone awry. And it's just always interesting, just as we talk about a lot of the subjects here, like how I used to think in like my 20s, like I'm literally kind of coming back to a lot of the same thoughts that I had previously of like how life is to be here and to experience it and all this other stuff and work and all that stuff. And so it's just interesting to see that with more structure though, right? That's the caveat that we always talk about, is that's what plan tomorrow today is structured freedom. And so like having more of that structure to have more of that freedom instead of having just those little bits of it.
Yeah,
that's kind of all what's going on. Just absorbing things, guys. I don't always have to talk, guys. Yeah. Like,
yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I randomly can sing things for us, but not always have to talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The random songs are great. Yeah, we love that. And your point is so, it's so good, because I do believe that whole idea that we go back to our younger years. Because I think there is a tenacity in our younger years, and then we get jaded. I always bring it up in an exaggerated fashion, but I've actually seen this where a young child is like, I'm going to be this when I grow up. And like all the adults are like, yeah, sure, you can do it. And then you get in your 20s and 30s, like you're talking about, Giovanni, and then all your friends Well, hopefully, and if you have these friends, then you should really find some new friends. But when they're saying, oh yeah, right. And even if they believe you can do it, they kind of don't want you to do it, because then they feel like, again, it's not necessarily that they want to hurt you, but a lot of times they do it because that's all they know. And they also feel like they're going to lose you. If you go become famous or successful, it doesn't have to be famous, but just even successful, they think, oh, am I going to lose my friend? All these thoughts come up, right? So they could be selfish thoughts, but they also could be, I've seen it many times, they're like, oh, you can't do that. You have to get a job. And it could be a family member. And they actually are saying it from love. They actually believe the only way to be successful is to have that job, right? And that's not necessarily the case. So, and then what I just want to observe from Giovanni is that then you take that experience from a young age of like being the one that says, I'm going to do this. And then we go through the motions of like, oh, but I have to do this kind of thing, whether you say those words or not to yourself, then I think now you're feeling more like that. But also because you took a choice, Giovanni, to do the self-development work and find yourself again. Because I think that's ultimately for me in conclusion on this is that I think everyone has a soul purpose. I really truly believe that we're put here and you know it, it's singing out of your heart. And then the hardest thing we do sometimes is suppress that. And then we live someone else's life. And there's a lot of people on this planet living someone else's life right now. And then you're reemerging, Giovanni. You're like, no, that's not okay anymore. I'm going to be me. And then that tends to be your younger self, because the child knows, they know their purpose.
Yeah. I was like I think it's a quote attributed to Einstein. It's like, if you test a fish on its ability to climb a tree, like it always think it's like it's stupid or a failure or something like that. Like, cause everybody's different. Right. And like to see just, we all think differently. And that's what's amazing about being human, is that even just the four of us, even though the three of you might have like similar stories or parallels and stuff like that, you're all very, very different and have different experiences, and including myself, we're all very different. And that's what makes it amazing. So it's like to put us to categorize all humans and like, okay, this is the process you need to go through your life. Like it just doesn't work. And I think there's a lot of change happening right now, just with all the technology and the connectedness. I think that's one thing that's good about the almost 24-hour connectedness. You see everybody, like you see that there's other ways of doing things, right? And I think our school system is getting like beat up pretty bad, because just like, hey, that's not working for kids these days. It doesn't really work for anybody, really, and things need to change and all that. So.
Melissa, read what you just put in the chat.
Everybody is a genius, but if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it will live its whole life believing that it's stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one from Einstein.
It's attributed to him, but
yeah, that is so true, right? You be you, stop trying to be someone else. And that's the whole thank God it's Friday thing, right? Because you're Monday through Friday living someone else's life, and then you get Saturday to be you, and then Sunday you're already thinking about Monday, so you're done. So you get one day a week living your life. That's 52 days a year to be you. An argument to be that you might not even do that, because you're already knowing it's only one day, so you're living halfway. Well, I like the idea of Melissa interviewing us about meditation and mindset next time. I like that idea. Melissa just brought it up in our chat, that just to go further, because our mindset is so important. And I hope that came through today. Just start noticing. And if you really want to know, like, give your family permission to call you out when you're being negative, or your friends or coworkers, whoever you spend a lot of time with. You have to give them permission to say, hey, every time I have a negative thought, can you bring it up? And that takes guts, because you might get really mad because they keep telling you and keep telling you. But if you really want to change your life, we have to start with our perception. I hope that this helped you today. I hope it gave you ideas. And if you can, please let us know. Please send us a message. Let us know what you gained from today. And if you're not already, please join our newsletter. It's free and it's a great way to talk to us, because we do read the replies. So I know there are newsletters out there you can't reply to, but you can literally press reply to our email and send us a note. tell us what you thought. And if you're not on that newsletter, then all you got to do is text WOW, W-O-W, to 72,000. So that's 72000, 72000, and text the word WOW, and it'll prompt you to join our free newsletter. And we give all kinds of stories like this. You'll get 5 emails kind of telling some stories, and then it'll go to approximately like a weekly newsletter. And we only send valuable things that we think are valuable. So we hope you do too. And please let us know what your thoughts are. If you'd like to hear us speak on something, we are all ears. And we do this all for love. We love helping people, and we love doing this podcast. And thank you so much for listening. As always, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract WOW clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.